We're talking to the leader of One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham. Mark, just some breaking news. Melbourne is going into a snap lockdown from midnight tonight.
Yeah, well, that's a product of the removalist truck going down there. It's an exemption under the health orders if you're moving home. And I suppose if people are moving home, where are they supposed to go if they can't move into the new place, in this case in Melbourne? But again, you'd have to ask, is that completely essential? But, you know, Melbourne, this is their fifth lockdown, I think.
Obviously,
under the pump in Sydney, and after 3 weeks, it's not as enjoyable as it might have been. So they've had a fifth one now, which is just hard to contemplate. I mean, they've become the lockdown capital of Australia, unfortunately, and you've got a feel for the people there. And one of the paradoxes with the lockdown is that the more you have and the longer people are trapped in their own home, perhaps more inclined people are to break the rules and get out there. So there's got to be a point where, as you said earlier on, you've got to live alongside the virus, get the vaccinations up, get the herd immunity, and just get back to something that's a more normal life. And some of the experts say the COVID mutates into something equivalent to the winter flu and it can be vaccinated against. Well, that's what we've got to hope for.
There's a story today in the Telegraph, a growing corporate trend is to give special cultural or ceremonial leave as paid holidays to only Indigenous workers. And, of course, it's been slammed as divisive and reverse racism. You have criticised the special separate holidays as discriminatory and divisive.
Yeah, well, Brent, I don't understand how you can be fighting racism with other forms of racism. And culturally, well, we've all got a culture. I mean, there's stacks of migrant groups that have come to Australia. Oh, we've got wonderful cultural heritage and national days we'd like to celebrate and so forth. The people born here, extra days you'd like to celebrate. So why would you say that Indigenous get an extra day of annual leave, or in some cases weeks of extra leave entitlements? And these are big companies like KPMG, Origin Energy, Western Sydney University have gone down this path, so you'd expect other major companies and public institutions will start doing it. I just think it builds resentment from non-Indigenous who think, well, I've got a cultural background too. Where are my leave entitlements? Why have we got two sets of rules here in the workplace, depending on skin colour? You know, in the past, that's been called apartheid. And I just think this is so ill-advised. Perhaps it's against the law because it's a form of discrimination against non-Indigenous. And it just seems a crazy way of dealing with what they think is racism. I don't think Australia is a racist country. But how you solve that by giving a certain group extra annual leave entitlements just beggars belief.
Unemployment figures came out today. Your thoughts on the unemployment rate? It's dropped 4.9%, lowest in 12 years. Any comments?
Well, unfortunately, economists call unemployment a lagging indicator, meaning it's one of the last things you measure after investment and economic activity, and then they employ people. So the survey always lags behind reality, and the sad reality is now with these lockdowns in Sydney and now Melbourne, we're probably going to get another negative quarter of economic growth for September. So they're the months of July, August and September that we're currently in. So it's great to hear it's come under 5%. That's a product of not having big immigration numbers, so Aussies can get a job without the labour market being flooded. But I think it's temporary, and unfortunately, half a recession, that's what a negative quarter means. Hopefully it won't spill into the December quarter and we have a second recession within the space of 12 months. But, yeah, I think those figures are probably as good as it's going to get. And unfortunately, reality has mugged us right now with these lockdowns.
It has. And let's hope, you know, I know it's been extended another 2 weeks, but goodness me, let's hope after that we can open the place up and get back to some form of normality and get people back into work. That's the big thing. I mean, I know the government has stumped up billions of dollars to help people out, but, you know, we've got to pay it back, haven't we?
Well, our grandkids will.
That's pretty true.
It won't be our generation. It'll be the grandkids who pay back the mountain of debt. But that's not on the agenda at the moment. And unfortunately, you know, the economic devastation is real. Just give you one little example. I'm here in the centre of Sydney, and the fellow who I know from out my way who sells a little coffee shop like a hole in the wall, he said his trade is down 70%. And the only thing keeping him going are lawyers, because the Supreme Court is still open.
Right.
So, you know, it's tough going for people. He says he still comes to work and runs his little business there. He doesn't see any joy in the financial package for him, and it is very confusing, but he says he'd rather come to work just with 30% trade, because otherwise he'd be sitting at home like everyone else. So small business people, boy, it's the toughest environment you can imagine, and just after they thought earlier this year it was getting closer to normal, they've been whacked over the head with this.
I've got 60 seconds before I've got to go. You would have been disappointed with the result of the Origin match last night. We thought New South Wales were going to do 3-0, but the Queenslanders came back, didn't they?
Well, as a Dragons fan, Benny Hunt, man of the match, I thought that was outstanding.
Yeah,
you know, he's
yeah.
He cops a bagging, Ben Hunt, but he was tremendous for Queensland last night. But I think it just highlights how important the halves are. We didn't have Cleary and Luai, and the replacements weren't really up to scratch. So that evened out the contest. And at one level, it was a more interesting game than the floggings in game one and two. So we've got the shield, and hopefully we'll hang on to it.
It always is more interesting, isn't it? And just quickly, when do you think Anastasia Palaszczuk will lock down Queensland? After the families get in over the weekend for the NRL?
Well, who knows? Hopefully no more lockdowns, but she's only got to, you know, hear someone sneeze and she locks down the border. So we've all got our fingers and everything else crossed.
I'm tipping it's when she's on the plane and wheels are up out to Tokyo. She'll ring Janet Young and say, lock them
yeah,
down.
Yeah, she's off to Tokyo. There she'll see real problems in Tokyo.
She will.
Boy, what a mess.
I've got to go, Mark. Always good to talk to you. Mark Latham.